The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
We are glad you're here. Thanks for stopping by. My name's Tom Levine, and I'm with my good friend Jay Peroni, and this is your place for biblically responsible investing. Jay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. It's a beautiful day here in Tennessee, a little cooler today than it has been, which is nice, getting a little reprieve from this heat that's all over the country.
We're about 60 miles away from Palm Springs. Palm Springs is going to be 122 degrees this weekend. So fortunately, it'll be a little cooler where I am. So, Jay, can you tell us a story or two of how you've helped a Christian family in a way that was really special for you?
Yeah, I spoke with a very nice woman in New Mexico. She actually lives very close to where my oldest son, who's getting married here next year, very close to Albuquerque. She's in New Mexico, a widow. She heard the show, and she wanted to see how her life savings were invested. She was a school teacher, retired, scraped and saved for her retirement, and she wanted to please the Lord with her investment portfolio. She heard the show, and she was just so concerned about her portfolio and what values it was representing. She said, "I'm faithful with my giving." She was giving 10% for tithing, but she said, "I want to be faithful with that other 90%. And there's a big difference, Tom, between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is all about facts. Wisdom's about what you do with the facts. And it was just really interesting that she wanted to know what was in her portfolio. And her life verse, she told me, was Mark 12. She said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength." So I want to make sure that my portfolio is pleasing to the Lord. So we did a screen and clean her portfolio. We screened it, dove into her stocks, her mutual funds, ETFs, and found that 40% of her portfolio was in abortion, alcohol, explicit entertainment, gambling, LGBTQ lifestyles, just really not in line with her faith and values. It failed the ethical review. It was about 40% failed. The second thing we looked at, Tom, was her rate of return. I said, okay, well, it doesn't pass ethically, but what about financially? And she had about 70% of her portfolio in stocks, and yet she only earned about 2% per year over the last 5 years. And that was before paying her advisors. I was like, clearly here, she failed on the financial review as well. Wasn't her fault. She didn't know any better. So we basically came up with a plan. I helped her move her accounts from her previous broker to get better returns and invest in a Christian manner. That's what we call our screen it and clean it process. We helped her screen the portfolio, clean it up. Now she has a great portfolio. She's getting better advice. She was getting bad service before, never heard from her advisor. And now she's also investing in companies that are in line with her Christian values. So we helped her make a significant change, and now she's heading in the right direction.
Well, that is our goal. In fact, that is literally our prayer for you. Thank you for listening today. We're talking to Jay Peroni, and we're helping you build investment strategies that God can bless. If you're wondering what on earth biblically responsible investing is all about and what kind of returns you can expect, you've come to the right place. Jay, a lot of our listeners are women, and they live longer than us men. By just about any measure, preparing for retirement can look a little different for women than it does for men, I'm sure. Women still need, they're more likely to serve as caretakers than men, meaning that they may accumulate less income and benefits because of their time absent from the workforce and being moms and all that entails. How do you specifically help the women in our audience properly prepare for their financial future?
Yeah, it's no secret, Tom. I mean, women on average are living longer than men. You know, 80 years is the average life expectancy for a woman these days, a man 74, 75. So women outlive us guys. And often we have one spouse who controls the finances, and many times it's a male. And I'm not, you know, putting a role here, but a lot of times I speak to men who are, you know, husband and wife, and I say, we need to make sure your wife is involved. And they're always like, oh, she doesn't know much about money. And I'm like, oh, yes, she does. She knows a lot about money. And I said, if something happens to you, I don't want to be a stranger. I don't want the first call with your wife to be when something happens to you. And this really speaks clearly to my heart, because I had a good friend who, he had been in the insurance business about 40 years, and he had me handling his portfolio. And that means something. He knew hundreds of advisors, but we had built a relationship based on our faith and had a common philosophy in how we manage money. And he had the same philosophy. It's the Lord's money, so we need to invest in a way that matches our faith. And he'd send me articles on different companies and politics and ethical issues that came up. He was a former Marine, great man of God. But one of the main reasons he came to me was his wife. He said, Jay, if I'm gone, I needed to take care of my wife. She needs a great advisor. I trust you with all that I've built. Please take care of her. And little did I know that within 24 months, he'd have a stroke and pass away. It was very sudden. And, you know, that's just the reality. We're never promised tomorrow. And a lot of my clients are women. A lot of them are widows, single. Some have gone through divorce, and now they're handling the finances. And women often have very specialized needs. One study estimates that 66% of caregivers are women, so they're not saving as much for retirement. One study showed that women are contributing about 43% less than men in their retirement accounts. And these numbers can really be a detractor from their overall return and their plan. So I always educate a lot of my clients, let's talk about money. It's no longer taboo. We've got to talk about your goals, what you're looking to accomplish, and make sure we're on the same page to make sure that the women don't fall behind. We also want to be very proactive about their retirement. We use Retirement Analyzer. We're going to look at income, assets, what they've saved, what they have for Social Security, pensions, all those sorts of things. And we're going to create a roadmap to make sure that they've got room in their future for saving. And they've also got room in their future to make sure that they're heading in the right direction with their retirement. But it's really important, just as it is for men, but especially women, especially if they're single, widows, or just trying to do it alone, come to a professional like myself. We'll get you on the right page, make sure you're heading in the right direction.
Jay Peroni is our guest today, and this is Faith and Retirement. You can learn about us at the website, which is very simply faithandretirement.com, just like it sounds. And you could pick up the phone and give Jay a call. And that number is actually manned over the course of weekends as well as during the week. And the telephone number is 800-270-7310, 800-270-7310. And you can get your free book, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni, my friend. He also handles our family finances. Don't wait. Get your free download right now while you're thinking about it. Jay, traditionally, I've always thought that as our listeners get a little bit older, wisdom would say that they need to invest more in bonds. That's what I always heard. Now, though, I'm not so sure. So are bonds a good thing for our listeners age 60 plus to invest heavily into? And if so, how should they be doing it?
Yeah, I think fixed income is a good part of a portfolio. And we used to, for a long time, we'd have a lot of financial planners and stockbrokers. They'd have what was called a balanced portfolio. And it was the old traditional, you put 60% in equities, 40% in bonds. And these so-called balanced portfolios did rather well throughout the 80s and 90s when interest rates were coming down, bond prices were going up, stocks were doing well. And I've heard a lot of time, and when I started in the business in the mid-90s, there was this rule of thumb that it's quite foolish when you think of it nowadays, but it was called the rule of 100. And what you do, Tom, is you'd take the number 100 and you'd subtract your age, and that's how much you should have in stocks, and the rest should be in bonds. Well, I'm going to be 50 this year, this month, actually, celebrating the big 5-0. But that wisdom would tell me to put half of my money in bonds. And that's really bad advice. It has to be customized to the individual. And we've had a series of bear markets that started in 2000. We've had historically low interest rates. for a while, and now rates are starting to come back up, obviously, over the last year or two here. But the mainstay, that 60-40 balance portfolio, no longer appears to be keeping up with today's market. So we really need a new solution. And that's where I still believe we need diversification. That's where we're going to look at some income for life options. We have a lot of indexed annuities and things like that that can substitute bonds. Some of these are paying 7-8% in guaranteed income. Also have the upside of the market with no downside risk. This is often much better than bonds. I do still believe that bonds can play an important role in a portfolio, but you have to make sure that you've got inflation protection. You're looking at the quality of who you're lending your money to. And that's really where we help our clients, is creating that mix of stocks, bonds, alternative investments like gold and commodities, and then adding some things like income for life, adding some guaranteed income that they can outlive and can pay some very attractive interest rates. That's really a better plan than that old 60-40 plan that hasn't kept up with inflation and growth over the years here.
Well, very good. Happy birthday, by the way. Thanks for tipping us off to that. And so you can call Jay and ask for your free retirement analyzer. And it's of a high value, $750 value. It's the weekend, so feel free to leave a message, and their team will get back to you this coming week. Again, the telephone number is 800-270-7310. And that's also the number to call and just ask your questions. No obligation, no harm, no foul. 800-270-7310. And the website, faithandretirement.com. We're going to take a quick break and be back with Jay right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
Do your retirement investments line up with what you believe? I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement. I'm offering to screen your portfolio today absolutely free. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more at faithandretirement.com. Screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services. This is Faith and Retirement, and how do actions by the U.S. government affect your retirement? We're going to take a quick look at some of that this afternoon. And Jay, I was reading that the American government is doing an unusually high amount of short-term borrowing right now. And they have an eye on the fact that probably lower interest rates are coming in the future. There's at least a little bit of concern, though, about whether there's going to be enough demand for all the short-term bonds that they will issue. We just talked about bonds a little bit. So people don't buy the bonds. What I've heard is it could lead to a debt crisis. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I mean, over time, that can be a huge concern. And over the years, I've been very deeply concerned about government debt, especially here in the United States. And historically, a lot of the problems with debt crises have begun with excessive household debt. But we had really that change. And that change happened in 2007 and 8 and 9 when we had the real estate crisis. The private debt has now become government debt through various programs and policies. And the limit to government debt is reached when investors no longer purchase that country's bonds at yields that the economy can tolerate. And then also when debt servicing costs crowd out the other crucial expenditures. And the U.S. is not quite at that point, but it's estimated that over the next decade or two, we could reach that tipping point. And I don't think there's any way that we can put the genie back in the bottle, that the spending is just so far off the charts that there's any real way for this to end in anything but a crisis. It's not a question really of if, but more when. When is that going to occur? And think about this, Tom. Debt is often classified into three different categories. We've got household debt. That's what you and I borrow. We've got corporate debt if we own a small business or work for a company. And then there's government debt. And historically, the problems usually begin with excess household debt. You and I taking on too much debt.
Right.
But as I mentioned, that great crisis, financial crisis of 07 and 08, marked an important shift where the balance changed, where the government started doing bailouts, assuming debts from different companies, taking on an extraordinary amount of mortgage debt between 2007. A lot of investors did that, and then the government bailed them out. And then we saw the government keep interest rates close to 0% between 2009 and 2017, yet household debt started to decline. Then we saw corporate debt start to decline. Then we had COVID, Tom. And during COVID, what did we have? We had more bailouts, more stimulus. The government spending kept growing and growing. And years of bailouts and stimulus have now shifted the risk from consumers and businesses now to the government. And it's not a problem until it's a problem. And that's really what it is. It's all based on the faith of the United States government. And right now, there's faith in the U.S. government. But what happens a year down the road or 5 years down the road when one country says, hey, I no longer have faith in the U.S. or we want to get repaid now, and the U.S. can't do that. So you can only kick the can down the road so many times. That's why having a solid plan with some gold and silver for crises, having some good stocks, some good companies that can survive a government crisis, and really just having a solid plan is critical. I'm not saying tomorrow it's going to happen, but eventually this will come to a head, that there's really no way out of this at this point. We can only tax so much. We can only cut spending so much. It's really a huge hole that's going to be very difficult for the U.S. to climb out of.
When you're thinking about your retirement and your future, you want to get wise counsel from someone who really knows what they're talking about. And I think you can sense just by the conversation we're having here that Jay is someone who knows his stuff, someone who you can trust. And he's someone that my family, my wife and I personally trust for our family finances. You can learn about Jay at faithandretirement.com. You can call him at 800-270-7310. And you can send him an email if you'd prefer at the letter J. And then Peroni is P-E-R-O-N-I at faithinvestorservices.com. We've talked about downloading your free book. That's one offer we have for our listeners today. Jay, I would be amiss, I think, if I didn't give people an opportunity to learn about how you can screen and clean their investments. And do you charge for that? How does that work?
Yeah, it's a free service that we offer. There's no obligation. You don't have to be a client or even pledge to be a client. It's a public service that we do provide for people where they provide what they're investing in, their stocks, their ETFs, their mutual funds. We're going to take a look at their portfolio and look at what it represents. What values are you supporting? We're going to look at, does it support abortion, pornography, embryonic stem cell research? We literally can screen 30,000 different types of investments to make sure that they're in line with your Christian values. We can provide alternatives. Here's what you're investing in. Here's an alternative to that same fund. And the clean it and screen it process, we're using that comprehensive tool, and we're making sure that their investment dollars match their faith. That's really what it's about, Tom.
You may have seen this in the headlines, if depending on where you live. Jay and I were talking earlier this week about a company called Tractor Supply Company. It made the headlines as it decided to eliminate its diversity, equity, and inclusion DEI roles and withdraw its carbon emissions goals and stop sponsoring pride events in response to criticism it was getting from its conservative activists and conservative customers. Jay, what's your take on this?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting because they're right here in my neck of the woods in Brentwood, Tennessee, which is about an hour and a half from me. Mm-hmm. They announced a series of sweeping changes, basically stating last week that they are caving in. There was some right-wing pressure campaigns to stop what they were doing. Their corporate diversity, equity, and inclusion DEI initiatives, they're facing cutbacks and legal attacks. So they came out and said, we work hard to live up to our mission and values every day and represent the values of the communities and customers we serve. We've heard from the customers that we've disappointed them. We've taken this feedback to heart. Now, think about that. If people just sat back, didn't say anything, just allowed this to continue, there's an old saying, right, that the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. So we could just sit back, do nothing, not do anything about our money, but people came and they spoke very loudly. And you think about Tractor Supply, right? Who is their core audience? They sell farm supplies, animal feed, tools, fencing, and clothing, everything except the tractors. But they have more than 2,200 stores. And why get involved in politics? You got to know your core audience, right? Rural Americans, mostly conservative, traditional American values, farmers, hardworking folks. And this is the anti-woke crowd for the most part. So what did the shoppers do? They fought back. They're now saying, you're not speaking for me, Tractor Supply. And when the voice is loud enough, you can make a difference. That's why we do the show, Tom, is to make a difference, to bring the spotlight onto traditional Christian Judeo values, upholding our faith with our money and taking action. So if we can take action, we know that we're either for God or against him, right? At the end of the day, the devil owns the fence. So we can't be sitting on the fence hoping things will get better. We got to trust in the Lord with all our heart, lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he'll make our path straight from Proverbs. So we have to take those steps to glorify God, make sure that we're watching, we're on guard, we're looking at these companies. And that's what why we do this show, Tom, is to help people incorporate their Christian values into their investments. And this was a great story where people spoke up, took action, and the company responded in a positive way.
Our listeners are the responsible types. I think they're the, 20% of the church that does 80% of the work, those kinds of folks. And they're saving, they're being responsible in investing for retirement, and that's great. But we just want to ask you, do you know where your investment dollars are actually going? And that's why we're here. Jay, the presidential debate was interesting, to say the least. Do the dynamics of the presidential election have any impact, do you think, on the strategies you use in your work and in the lives of our listeners?
Yes, the debate was quite interesting. It baffles my mind that these are the best two we could come up with, but that's a topic for another discussion. But clearly one's better than the other, and we need to vote our values. That's really what it comes down to. Who's going to be better for the economy? Who's better to protect the sanctity of human life? Who aligns best with my faith and values? And who's going to protect that faith and values? Now, when we look at investing in strategies on the surface, I would say big picture, there's not much of a difference. We're still going to invest in stocks, still going to invest in bonds, gold, silver, commodities. But really, the sectors and industries can be very different for who's in the White House. And I'll give you a few examples here. If Biden gets reelected, there's a big fear among agricultural leaders that there's going to be more negotiations over climate change initiatives, trade deals, even federal aid payments, more regulations, impact on farmers if Biden's reelected. Then we've got renewable energy. It's a high priority for Biden, less on big oil. We've got Biden, infrastructure improvements. Trump gets in there, it's going to be good for big oil, fossil fuels, traditional energy, financial services, less regulations as well. And then good for real estate and construction. So no matter who's in the White House, we can go in either direction as far as where we invest, but certain sectors and industries will do better depending on who's in that White House.
Very good. Well, I wish we had a full hour to unpack all of this. And thank you so much, Jay, for helping us be educated on all of these things. You can learn about Jay and the team at faithandretirement.com. It's a great organization. You may have seen that traded on the Dow Jones Industrials. P-R-A-Y. That's part of this same organization. Call Jay at 800-270-7310. It is your place for biblically responsible investing. Faithinretirement.com is the website. And thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.